healthcare costs, whether you're talking about hospitals, doctors, pharmaceuticals, have been going up for years. Is it unrealistic to think that any legislation, action, whether it be at the federal level or even state, will change that?
No, I don't think it's unrealistic. I think it absolutely can be done. Look, let's just talk prescription drug prices. There are 6 bipartisan bills that have passed the House already, bipartisan, that are sitting on Senator McConnell's desk. President Trump has said that this is his number one of his top agenda items to get prescription medication down. Can't make it happen because there's one man stopping it, and that is Senator McConnell. And this is really important for Kentucky because we have the second highest per capita spending on prescription medication in the country. Everywhere I go, people are talking about how high prescription medication is, how costly it is. And it's not rocket science as to why he won't allow this to happen. He gets the most money from Big Pharma than any member of Congress last cycle and last year. So, I mean, that's just one example. We can get costs down. We just need to have the will to do it. And that's going to require getting rid of Senator McConnell because he's bought off.
With much attention on Judge Barrett's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court, it's not surprising. It's also created discussion about how her confirmation might impact future rulings, including Roe versus Wade, legalizing abortion. So will that be, if she makes it to the Supreme Court, will it likely be overturned in the next decade?
Well, I can't predict the future. I can say, though, that the Supreme Court nomination here, first of all, we shouldn't happen. Senator McConnell, this is everything that's wrong with Washington, by the way. He's politicized the courts. Right now, in the middle of a national crisis, he's trying to ram through a Supreme Court nominee when 4 years ago he said, let the people decide. And now he doesn't want to let the people decide. And, you know, it's everything that's wrong with Washington. There's no honor. There's no ideology. It's power for power's sake. But let's be clear what this nomination is all about. The first court case that's going to be seen by the Supreme Court after the election is going to be about the Affordable Care Act. It's going to be about health care. Senator McConnell could not get rid of the Affordable Care Act. He tried for a decade to undermine it legislatively, to get rid of it, and he couldn't do it. So now he's trying to do it in the courts. What would that mean for Kentucky? 1.8 million Kentuckians have pre-existing conditions. If the Affordable Care Act is overturned by the justice that he wants to put in there right now, those 1.8 million Kentuckians would lose their healthcare coverage or be at risk. And that's because insurance companies would basically wouldn't make a profit off of people with pre-existing conditions. This is a real problem. It's about healthcare right now.
Will fires that are still happening out west, hurricanes that we've had in the south, increase climate change concerns and in fact then lead to a continuing decline in Kentucky's coal industry?
Well, the industry has been in decline for a while, all under Senator McConnell's watch, by the way, and he hasn't had a plan for the future. A lot of the decline is because of automation. It's because of fracking that Senator McConnell pushed himself. 6 years ago, he ran for Senate again, saying that he would end the war on coal. And here we are 6 years later, and we've lost 60% of coal jobs, and he's still trying to play this game. Climate change is happening. It's happening. As you said, wildfires that we've never seen, hurricanes that we've never seen, weather patterns that we've never seen. The climate change is real. We have to have leaders that understand this, that believe in the science, and that want to mitigate it. At the same time, I want to go to Washington to make sure that we have a future in Kentucky. And that means going there and being honest with people and making sure that we have an economy that works for everyone, particularly in coal regions, because coal powered this country. You know, we owe it, the rest of the country owes it back to places in eastern and western Kentucky that powered it, that made it, you know, what it is today. in investment for the future. What is that? Broadband. That's cell phone coverage. That's investment in education. That's investment in a new economy there. Senator McConnell's not going to get that done. He hasn't gotten it done in 36 years. Look at where we're at.
There's been a lot of comments about the government's response to the pandemic. Amy, what do you think the people's response to the pandemic has been, generally?
Well, I think the American people have responded, and the people of Kentucky have responded in a way that is very resilient. I think, you know, in general, we're all trying to take care of each other. What I'm very concerned about, though, is the response from the leadership of our nation at the very top. And Congress and the White House, in my estimation, they receive a big fat F for their leadership on coronavirus. Senator McConnell hasn't taken it seriously from the beginning. He's a man who failed at the very beginning, has the highest levels of national security clearance of any member of Congress. He didn't say the word coronavirus until the stock market crashed, didn't tell us to prepare, failed in that, and then failed all along in getting us the relief that we need. And here we are, 9 months into this thing, still don't have a national testing and tracing plan. And Senator McConnell is not even focused on getting us the aid that we need. He has basically quit. It is really just a dereliction of duty, in my estimation, where we have a national security crisis, where 215,000 Americans have died, and Senator McConnell is still just not getting it together with the Senate. Can't get it done. It's remarkable.
The federal deficit has grown larger this year with emergency relief funding for coronavirus, but it's been a talking point for decades. Is there a breaking point when it comes to the national debt?
Well, you know, the national debt has been a problem for a long time. And, you know, under Senator McConnell as leader, it's increased exponentially. And, you know, he, as a leader of the so-called fiscally conservative party, the debt has increased more under his leadership than in any other Republican leader in American history, all of them combined. He's not serious about the national debt. And it starts with this idea 3 years ago of handing out trillions of dollars of tax cuts, $2 trillion, to the wealthiest 1% and corporations, and then turning around in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of a national security crisis, and saying, whoa. I don't think I can give $2 trillion to everyday people in the middle of a crisis. Renters that need help right now, people who are thrown off their job, that need an extra $600 a week to make ends meet, to pay their mortgage, to put food on the table. It's just, again, it's unconscionable. He's not serious about the national debt. The debt has completely increased exponentially under his watch while he's been in power. And now, when we actually need the power of the federal government to come help us out, he's wavering again.
Spending in the 2020 election is estimated to reach over $10 billion. What do you say to someone who says that money could be spent in a lot of other ways to benefit Americans?
Well, I agree. The problem, of course, is this is the system that our senator built. And he built it for himself with Citizens United and the dark money super PAC system that Mitch McConnell has built. And it absolutely has corrupted our government. It has corrupted our campaigns, our campaign system. And we've got to get it under control. And the fact of the matter is, with dark money in particular, there's no transparency. So we don't even know who's contributing to these dark money organizations that help Senator McConnell and his campaign, who basically throw out lies against his opponents, me and everybody else, you know, that goes up against him. And we don't know where this money comes from. We don't know what corporation. We don't know what entity. We don't know what person. We don't even know what country it comes from. And it's wrong. We've got to get it under control. Senator McConnell does not want to do that. Remember, this is the system he built. I do. I want to get transparency in dark money. I want to have campaign finance reform. And every chance I get to be able to do that as United States Senator, I will do, because it's so important. And I also want term limits, because we need them. Mm-hmm. Nobody should be in office in the same seat for 42 years. Nobody. Not me, not Mitch McConnell, not anybody.
Partisanship has been around for a long, long time, and probably will be for for how long you want to talk about. Is one political party more responsible for partisan battles than the other?
I think Senator Mitch McConnell has taken partisanship and polarization and dysfunction to a new level. Gone are the days where I felt like we had leaders that would put this country above their political party. And a lot of that has become because of Mitch McConnell's failed leadership. He has taken what was once the most deliberative body in the world and destroyed it. So much so that here we are in the middle of a national crisis, an international crisis, where he cannot get the Senate to function to do the right thing for America. He is still playing partisan games in the middle of this thing. It's unconscionable. And it's one of the biggest reason we ought to get rid of him. Because it's hurting Kentucky, it's hurting our country, it's hurting our democracy. I believe that we should and can have a new generation of leaders who can fix our democracy and make it better. I believe we can. That's why I'm running. But it starts with getting rid of the man who is responsible for this Washington mess, and that's our senator.
Pertaining to gun issues, is there a way to, I guess, restrict further handguns and still allow for rifles for sport, for protection? I guess that's a way of asking, is there more that can be done regarding handguns?
Well, I've always said I'm somebody who is pro Second Amendment. I'm somebody that, you know, fought for my country. I wore a 9mm every combat mission that I went on, and I'm a gun owner. But at the same time, I'm somebody that believes that we should have better background checks for weapons. Why is that? Because we all want to make sure that we keep weapons out of the hands of people that would harm our families, our kids. All of those things are really important. And I think we should be doing that. Most Americans think we should be doing that. The reason we can't do that, of course, is because of the special interest groups that buy off politicians like Mitch McConnell. But, you know, it really, those special interest groups are the ones that, and the money in politics that you talked about last question, are the reasons we can't move forward with a lot of these very reasonable things that majority of Americans and majority of Kentuckians want done. So, you know, that I just think that's, again, that's why we have to get rid of Senator McConnell.
Amy, what's the best way to instill pride in the United States?
I think the best way is to have better leaders in our country. People that are our kids and that all of us can look up to, who at the end of the day, we may not agree with everything politically. They may think the minimum wage should stay at $7.25, and we think it should be at $15, and maybe they aren't for legalization of marijuana, and maybe we are for medical marijuana. I mean, we can have these discussions, but at the end of the day, we look at those leaders and we say, this is a person who in a crisis will do what is right for the country. This is a person who can put their country, who have proven that they can put their country above their political party and their own personal power. Guys like John McCain, you know, who I just never questioned his patriotism. May have disagreed with him politically on issues here and there, but I never questioned that. I think we got to get leaders again who believe in our country and are not so cynical about our democracy and are not all about power for power's sake. If you take what has happened just recently with Senator McConnell And you think about the fact that he's ramming through a Supreme Court nominee after 4 years ago. He said he wouldn't do that in an election year. He's completely changed. There's no principles. It makes people cynical. It makes people not believe in their leaders. And why should they? You know, a guy like Senator McConnell has, everything's transactional. That's not what our country's supposed to be about. Did he ever just take a step back and say, you know, this will rip our country apart. This is not the right thing to do right now. We need to work on coronavirus aid. And I need to stick to the principles that I stood on, you know, 4 years ago. Because it's the right thing to do. We got to get back to that. That's how we have pride in our country again.
To end on a lighter note, do you have a favorite song or band?
I like a lot of different kinds of music. I think probably my favorite music is Alison Krauss. She's a bluegrass singer. I've gone to before COVID, and when I was in the military, I used to go, and I was stationed all around the country. I would sort of follow her tours, and I would go to you know, see her in concert over the years, and I just love all of her music. So that's probably my favorite.